You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
It's time for an evening walk on Dalal Street. Welcome to this Money Control podcast that's all about recapping what happened in the markets today.
An evening walk down Dalal Street.
So what kept the investors on tenterhooks today? One certainly the ECB policy rate decision that's due later in the day. We'll keep you updated as information comes in, probably on tomorrow morning's podcast. But yes, that and the ripple effect from yesterday's announcement by the US Federal Reserve on increasing the interest rate by 25 basis points. So reactions to that and the hawkish tone taken by the US Federal Reserve and also the hint at two more rate hikes for the year 2018. This is really what caused the jitters in the markets today. Now to quote Abhijit Day, who's senior fund manager equities at BNP Paribas Mutual Fund. He spoke to Money Control and this is what he said. The Federal Reserve voted to raise its benchmark federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point to a range of 1.75% to 2% and also projected a slightly faster pace of rate increases in the coming months with two additional hikes expected by the end of the year compared to one previously. He also went on to add that investors took this as a more aggressive stance than previously projected and consequently took to selling equities. Key benchmark indices in India finally closed the day with losses of over 0.2% and barring the healthcare index, which gained close to 2% today in trade, all other sectoral indices traded the day in the negative zone. Those were words by Abhijit Day from BNP Paribas Mutual Fund. So finally, yes, the Nifty closed at 10,808 today and the Sensex at 35,599. Now, sectorally, the S&P BSE Healthcare Index gained 1.4%, followed by the Auto Index, which rose marginally 0.05%. On the losing front, you had the IT Index that lost about 1.4%. It was a top sectoral loser of the day, followed by the PSU Index, which was down 1.3%, and the Consumer Durable Index, which slipped about 0.8% today. The S&P BSE Small Cap Index rose 0.07%, while the Mid Cap Index slipped 0.08%. The top Sensex gainers had quite a few pharma stocks. Sun Pharma was one, Dr. Reddy's Lab was another. Then in banking stocks, you had Yes Bank and IndusInd Bank and also Kotak Mahindra Bank. These were the top Sensex gainers. Top losers on Sensex included names like Infosys, ICICI Bank, Adani Ports, TCS, SBI and Axis Bank. And that's the first leg of our walk on the evening walk on Dalal Street. And to bring you up to speed on some of the top headline makers of the day, Infosys is one. Infosys is now a 25-year-old company on the stock exchanges and it has been one of the biggest wealth creators on Dalal Street. The share price of this company fell more than 2% intraday after the stock adjusted for dividend. It closed 2.9% lower. Now, some more details. The country's second largest software services provider on the 13th of April had recommended a final dividend of 20.50 rupees per equity share for the financial year that ended March 31st and a special dividend of 10 rupees per share. Moving on to the country's number one software services provider, and that is Tata Consultancy Services, dropped 1.7% today as the foreign broking house Macquarie has maintained a neutral rating on the stock with a target of 1,600 rupees per share. Dish TV was also on the headlines. The share price rose about 1.5% today after Rakesh Jhunjhunwala bought shareholding worth 93 crore rupees. He picked up a 0.7% stake, or that's about 1.3 crore shares in this digital-to-home provider. Then you had in other IT stocks, Mindtree and also HCL, but first up Mindtree. Mindtree share price lost about 3.5% intraday after the global research firm Citi downgraded the stock from sell to neutral. Its business has seen a good turnaround that has already been priced into strong returns in the past 6 months, according to the brokerage house. It also added that valuations are sector leading and don't leave any room for disappointment. So those were the lines by Citi. And then on to HCL Technologies, added 1.2% today after signing an end-to-end IT infrastructure services deal with Falck, F-A-L-C-K. Then you have ICICI Securities. The global brokerage firm CLSA has initiated a coverage with a buy rating on ICICI Securities and set a target price of 520 rupees, implying a potential upside of 46%. The stock price gained 1.2% today. And then finally, you had Punj Lloyd. Share price fell 11% after ICICI Bank dragged the company to the National Company Law Tribunal, or NCLT, and pleaded to initiate proceedings under the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code. Oh, that's IBC for you. So those were the stocks that made the headlines. In other news, the European Central Bank will debate today whether or not to end its huge asset purchases by year-end in what could be its biggest step towards dismantling a crisis-era stimulus credited with pulling the Eurozone economy out of recession. WPI inflation for the month of May, yes, that data is out. This increased to a 14-month high of 4.43% from 3.18% the previous month. And manufactured products inflation also inched up to 3.73% from 3.1% in April. European stocks in the red today as they anticipate the ECB policy rate decision. In fact, London's FTSE is down 0.4% at the time of bringing you this podcast. There's also CSE from France that's down 0.1%. Germany's DAX is down 0.3%. Eurostock 600 is down 0.3% and IBEX 35 down 0.1%. Asian markets also ended up closing in the red today. The Nikkei 225 down 0.9%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng down 0.9% as well. The Taiwan index was down 1.4%. Kospi from South Korea down 1.8%. And the Shanghai Composite down 0.1%. So that's really the Asian markets and how they've wrapped up. And speaking of wraps, that's all we have for you on the evening walk on Dalal Street. Have a great evening.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.